and we will now go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, our Father, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Oh, my God, we just consider the wonders of your hands, just how mindful of us that you are, Lord, that you have put your angels a little bit higher than us, oh, God, but we just thank you so much. Father, we thank you for getting us up this morning, good night's sleep. Lord, for getting us up in our right minds with all activities of the limbs. Father, we thank you so much that we could gather here this morning to hear your word, where we have checked everything that has gone on in our lives at the door, and we are just fully involved and engaged in the message that will go forth. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the founders of the Master's Call over 6 years ago. Father, thank you for sustaining them to go forward and do everything that they have done, not only for this call, but in their personal lives as well. Lord, we thank you for the D.A. De Leon family. Father, we thank you, Lord, for being the head of this company in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that goodness and mercy is following them, and the change that are made, Lord, are awesome, amazing changes, Lord. We thank you that they hear from you and a voice of a stranger they don't follow. So, Lord, we ask that you bless Dr. Vanessa Webb this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the entire D.A. De Leon family. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, now we pray for our speaker. We thank you, Lord, that our speaker will bring forth the word that you have already downloaded on our hearts. Father, we thank you that the word will go forth, Lord, with clarity and excellence. Father, we thank you that we are not only hearers, but doers of the word that she will bring. And Father, we ask that you will continue to bless her going out and her coming in, and whatever her hands touch prospers as it has done so in the name of Jesus. And Lord, the only person who's not only seen us, not allowed on this call, and that we have vetoed and cast out this Satan and all his cohorts, because you've given us that authority. So we are proclaiming right now that this call will go forth. It is going forth with clarity, and not a bit of it will be dropped. And we give you praise, O Lord. We thank you for each and every family member who has gathered here this morning, and that you've blessed them from the north, south, east, and west will overtake them. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TNC family, you know I love me some you, and have an excellent day in the name of the Lord, because our God is excellent. Host, are you there? Host, are you there?
Good morning, can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, and praise God for you opening up this call this morning with that powerful, powerful song. I love Psalms 8, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. It is such a powerful psalm, and I thank God that you started us off on this wonderful Thursday morning with that psalm, and also thank you for the powerful prayer that you gave us this morning. Good morning, TMC family. So good to have you on a call this morning. This is Brenda Terrell here in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I give God glory for each and every one of you joining us this morning here on the Master's Call. Now, if this is your very first time here on this call, let me tell you a little bit about what this call is all about. First of all, we call it our telecommunication sanctuary, and we are here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern, and 5 a.m. Pacific. And we thank God that two dynamic women of God started this call, and they said yes to the Lord by starting this call back in October 2010, and it was on the 25th of October, as a matter of fact. So, yes, we're embarking upon 6 wonderful years here on the Master's Call, and they are our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We give God glory for them. And also, it was started on the Psalms 88:13, where it says, to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement. That mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we also want you to invite your family and your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, and tell them that it is a great way to start their day, to get a word from the Lord each and every Monday through Friday. Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you see that all messages have been archived back there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And we're so grateful to God that we have a theme for this year, and it is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry, such as being a greeter like Minister Willa did, or you may host, which is what I'm doing, and you may even have a word from God, we definitely want you to be a part of us. Send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Not only that, if you have a prayer request or praise report, we definitely want you to send that information, because we want to pray with you as well as glorify God with you with what he's doing in your life. Send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, many of us are definitely members and a part of an awesome company called Artist Life. And this company is so vital in helping people with health and wellness. We got so many testimonies where people have gotten off blood pressure pills, medications, period. And, I mean, where cancer has just disappeared. We have testimonies with these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful products. If you never heard of Artist Life, you want to get with the person that invited you on this call. And not only that, you might want to get on the call that's coming up right after this call. We call it the New Morning Motivational Call, which is Testimonial Thursday. And you will get to hear some of the testimonies about what these products are doing. That number is 712-770-4005. That's 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Now, also, we are embarking upon the date of October 21st through the 23rd. What's taking place there? We are having our powerful, powerful conference that's coming up, and I tell you, people are signing up today, and getting their tickets. We're seeing people adding on each and every day, $99, just $99 to go to the conference in Miami, Florida, and it will be held at the Miami Airport Marriott. So the tickets are only $99. You could go to events.artistlife.com to get your $99 tickets. You only have a few days left for that price, because it's supposed to end at the end of September. Now, not only that, the rooms are only $89, but we heard they are, for other people, $140 plus, you know. So this is very informing that, you know, such a blessing from the Lord to get only $89 rooms. Okay, so sign up and get going to that wonderful conference. Now, I tell you, I know you are ready to hear from the Lord, because God has been doing great things through this company and with the people of God, especially here on the Master's Call. We have a young lady that's going to share with us this morning from on high. She is the Honorable Cynthia Cox. Okay, from the Bronx, New York. I tell you, Minister Cynthia is such a blessing to the masses, and I do say that she is a little piece of leather, but she's well put together. Why do I say that? Because this woman of God does so much for the community. She does so much for the people around her. She does so much, and I wonder, where does she get the energy? But I tell you, she entered into the political world back in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee Member. In 2008, she was elected as the 79th AD female district leader and has held her position since then. She serves as the DC 37 union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups. She's active with the NAACP. She is with the Bronx branch. She is with the. She's a New York chaplain. She is a woman of God who's well. From what I understand, she can arrest somebody if she wants to. Okay, if they're out of place, because she can do citizen's arrest. She is a floor captain of the Concourse Village. She belongs to the AME Zion Church on the Hill in New York. She is the Honorable Cox, who's known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. She is a woman on fire. I introduce to some and present to others the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cox?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, woman of God.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Brother. I said, is that on my resume? I guess it is on my resume. But anyway, I just sometimes someone asks me, how do you do that many things? I said, well, it took years, and everything is a little bit at a time, and I want to thank you. Good morning, and happy Thursday, CMC family. I'm so honored to be here this morning. I don't take this lightly. I thank God for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Webber for this opportunity and their vision for the TMC call. This is awesome. And I just want to give thanks to Minister Willis. She said, I'm my director's sister. I just get so tickled about that. That is really funny. But anyway, good morning. And you know, God is excellent and excellent. And Minister Brenda, I thank you for hosting and sharing my bio. I have some more things to add to that, but in the meantime, there is a lot going on. But in the meantime, everyone can do it. God gave us all that. We all have the same thing. It just happens. You know, wake up and do what we need to do. This morning, I just want to top it when believers live together in unity. Amen? When believers live together in unity. That's my thought process. And when I looked at the, I was on a call last night, and I looked at my phone and said, I missed this morning. I said, but you know, like Dr. Vanessa Webster, we always have a ram in the bushes. So I thank God I can just look back. And when you're in the ministry, you do have information or things that you need to do that you want to talk about. So I'm just thinking about that. When believers live together in unity, that is so beautiful and so profound this morning for, you know, for us as we go forward in Honest Life, Honest International. Let us pray. Thank you for allowing me to share this morning, Lord, unity, and stir God to anoint his people and his servants, anointing us with every overflow of fullness of the Spirit. And let us say amen, amen. Today I have like about five little topics, but the one I'm going to really focus on is a unity not always thought of that. Just let me let you read the four of them. The unity makes life good pleasure. Unity stirs God to anoint his people with serving anointing. Okay? That is so, so profound. Number four, the unity stirs God to make people fruitful, as it is heavily due from Herman and telling and producing growth. And I think about artists when we have our business, when we know that they come here for us to help others, and we have to be a guide, a light, and people watch you really closely. I know for what I do. They watch me really closely. And I met a pastor yesterday. I went to an event, and she said, you're still doing that? And I just thought that was so. I said, people are still sick, so I am so glad to be in that number that I can help someone to get healthy. Number five, unity stirs God to show a full blessing of eternal life on his people. And let me share with you. She said, Cynthia, I need you to come by my church. And I thought it was such a beautiful thing, because sometimes people want you and they want to know, are you still doing artists? I'm just giving you an idea, a little example. On Tuesday, I was at DD37. You know, we had an executive meeting, and I was walking in the street with my boss, and some lady come up on me and said, Miss, you still selling I go back there. I said, the people still sick. So she said, oh, you know what? I said, well, she said, I will pass the judge. I said, okay. She said, well, you know, they got 60% off. I'm going to order me some. And I mean, it's so refreshing to have that bottle in your hand because people are watching you. They really are. So I just want to say, when believers live together in unity, before Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed for his disciples, for all who would believe in him in the future. Okay? One of the key things of his eternal prayer is the last in prayer, he prayed with his disciples that they be one. That's what we said in artist. Let us be one of unifying, just as he and his Father was one. This unity that Jesus emphasized will be crucial for his world believers in him. We have to believe. We have to be prepared. We have to go and do what we have to do here to believe and help others. Perhaps no person, no other single fact has to hinder us and effectively to the gospel of one to division, our body of Christ. Now, you know, I understand that we have something here that no one can deny. I'm going to just have to give you some information. One of my team members says, oh, Cynthia, I went and I researched the products for artists. No one has the Levite. No one has the another product there. I said, yes, I'm so proud to be a part of it. I'm so proud that I believe that I know that we have something that no one can deny. We have something that God is this time bringing to us because so many people out there that don't understand. They don't believe in, you got to believe to live in unity. You also have to be healthy so we can move forward. Unity is not always sought after. Amen? It's not always sought after. God's words points out how good and precious it is when brothers, our sisters, live together in unity. Amen? That's about honest. The need for their very declaration of stress, the fact that they were always doing up. During the course of Israel history, the people have not always sought after unity. In fact, the nation was sharply divided when David took the throne prior to the Babylon invading Israel. Had officially split into two kingdoms. When those who returned to Israel after they captured adopted the song as a song of absence, they sought to heal those old wounds and to reveal the unity, unified of Israel. By using the word brother, our sister, David gently reminded Israel that they were not just a nation, but they also were a family. That's what we have, artist family. I always love to say that, family. We have a family here in our artist life, in our life, in our business. Each of us, each tribe has its own identity. But we have one with artists. We have one. But they are all descendants of a common ancestor of Abraham. They bond together by the same covenant. They were the heritages of the same promise. Just give a thought of him one day. The family relationship is true of church as well. Amen? I also think that when I talked about relationship last Friday, although we are demonstrating a local congregation, there's only one identity of genuine believers, church of God by faith in Jesus Christ. So we have to believe. We do believe. If we believe, we can move forward. As related to the Spirit, by the blood of Christ, through which we have been saved. We are recipients of the same grace. We are parents of the same work of fruitfulness, of the greatest commission. We are inheritors of the same promise and the promise of eternal life. Amen. Eternal life. If unity is to prevail in the churches, both local congregations and the church in the body of Christ, we have to internally pursue our discernment. All genuine believers, true churches agree to set a fundamental truth. If we are growing, we are going to fulfill the greatest commission, we are going to focus on the eternal truth and we all have to determine. We can agree to disagree. Amen. This is some of the second document. We have in mind that we should also be important that we stay focused and believe in what we're doing here in the in artists internationally that we may go forward and help a lot of people. I believe in Mr. Flanagan is doing the boot camp. We need to be focused on that because we're about to embark on helping others, and that's so important. So we want to have unity and do what we do. And now we are more than world, and these are the world in the world, and come to thee. Holy Father, keep the name and who we have given, and that they may be one of, that they may be one, and thou Father art me, and I in the name of Jesus, and understanding that what we have here we cannot deny. Be of the same mind. Amen. Be of the same mind towards one another, the mind of high things, by descending of the low estate. Be not wise in your own. Be like Sister Willis said, excellent. Excellent. We have to be in excellent what we do, everything in excellent. Now I beseech you, we just understand that Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, yield and speak to us. And that he gave us this opportunity, couldn't come to at a better time. Right now, we know that our world right now is, they were saying, we was at an event, they was pledging, they gave the five problems here in the U.S., and it said high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, overweight, and they said high blood pressure. So what we are doing here now, we have something that we cannot deny. We need to understand that we can be out to help each other. If we stay in unity, we can be able to go out and share with others. To keep the unity of the spirit is the bond of peace. Only the conversation as we become of gospel of the gospel of Christ, and whether I come to see you or the two ascended. But in the meantime, it's just the same thing I said to each and every one. We have some individual, as I have a club also here in the Bronx. I said we're going to set up some things that we can go and visit people so that we can know the people that know they care, and that's our unity. We stay together when someone gets sick. We need to be also reaching out, saying, hey, how you doing? Because a phone call is, oh, my God, a phone call. I call people and they're like so happy to hear from me. But I think that we got to understand unity. We got to understand what it's all about. Unity makes life good and pleasure. David urged people to start relating to how unity makes our lives good and clean. Yet goodness because of what we have done for us. But also good because it's what God desires of us. Amen. If pleasure is because making his life more enjoyable, delightful, David pointed out the value of key of happiness. I always say happy life, happy Monday, happy Tuesday. Living in peace and harmony with each other. Amen. We got to live in peace. The thought of, we want to understand that God is in the best of unity. He believes in excellence. Unity is so important. I can't get back to this whole thing that I came across, and I said, oh, my God, this is such a good. When believers live in unity, when believers live in unity, we want to understand that. Father, we, in our mind and compassion, one another, love. Love is so important. We love and also be joyful. I think about when Dr. PK said she went over and she was feeling much better when she was over, and she came back and she's back to, you know, getting the same way she was before, because I guess the weather there is not producing, but what happened, we're going to pray. We're going to keep her in prayer, for God is in the blessings in it. And he will definitely take care. Our own faith is, as we think for the gospel, if everything is possible if we live in peace, peaceful in others. The key to fulfill our commandments to walk in the spirit, to have the mind of Christ. When we do, we will definitely humbly consider others ahead of ourselves, the benefit of personal sweet. And we will be peace and sparing ourselves and also just avoid conflict. We want to be able to love one another no matter what. And anything we're going to say, you just stirs up God you understand with black people, the two family images. The first image is that the anointing of high priest. When the Holy Spirit oil was poured on the head of the Aaron, the first high priest is thrown on down his head and then down his head, then his beard. And it continues to scream down the body and the edge of his garment. In the scriptures, oil is a symbol of Holy Spirit, important to anointed with the picture of fullness in the fruit of coming upon Christ. This was one of the true David when he was anointed. That is something I'm just so blessed to understand that. The anointing is one of the pieces present. Advocating Christ healing. Christ is the head of the church, and the church is his body. Amen. Amen. Unity is the strength of the Lord to pour out his spirit on us and in the church. And the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit flows down from the head. When the church is in unity, amen, and when the church is in unity, it operates in the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the power. It's just like the TMC call. We are in unity. We are as one. I just think this is such a beautiful thing here that we, in the morning, that we get up and start our day off praying, start our day when we can continue to move forward what we're doing. Because in what we're doing is bringing believers together in unity. Amen? We are bringing together unity. And then number four, unity is serving God to make his people fruitful as it is heaven and do of harmony, build and produce and grow. David's second comparison is the unity of God's people. What one is to do is fall on the mountain of Hermon. Mount Hermon is the tallest mountain in Israel. It stands in the north region of the nation. Mount Zion is the south because of the snow on the mountain. Hermon Torah speaks of the abundance of dew descending upon his summer while the rest of the country is in parish. Consequently, Hermon is a lust of land covered with rich vegetation. When other parts of the nation are barren its own fruits. Lord, I just want to say, I want to come by and just say unity. Let us stay in unity. Let us be a light this morning. When believers live together in unity, we can move forward. We can do things. We can help others. Father God, we just want to stay in unity. Stay with others. Help other people to move forward. And more importantly, thank God. Thank him for all that he does. Just before, I just want to say, believers live together and stay in unity. Back to you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for that word. I'll be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we ask that you pour out a special blessing on Minister Cynthia as she has poured out to us, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family, around our two co-founders whose yes made this time together possible, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, give them everything they need, Father. Do the exceeding and the abundant more than they can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in them. Father, we thank you that you are comforting the bereaved family, Lord, that you keep your hands on them, that they feel your presence even more and more each day. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless Arya's life, and that you just begin to pour into the people as they begin to pray for the conference coming up. Lord, these and all things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. 4005, access code 294617 pound. And we know today on the Morning Motivational Call, it is Testimony Thursday, and that will be, hosted by none other than Miss Charlie Lewis, and we look forward to what she is doing. And again, if you are going to the conference, the 21st through the 23rd, we are looking for volunteers. So if you would, email Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net, that's info@themasterscall.net, with your willingness to help. We would appreciate it. We are so glad that you join us each and every day. And now I will go turn the call back over to Minister Cynthia for our benediction.
Good morning. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you. In the meantime, Lord, let us all say to the Lord, finally, we are going to say our minds are set on, we are going to be in unity to say, we are going to believe unity and we're going to love one another. When we believe in living in together in unity, we will love. In the name of Jesus, we pray.